Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now the Nassau County DA goes after Johns, not just prostitutes. Why is that so controversial? And why is it so rare? Let's talk about this with Lane Filler, a columnist for Newsday and a member of the paper's editorial board. Hi, Lane. Thanks for coming on today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So first, tell us what exactly is happening in this sting, which is called Operation Flush the Johns. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall where they're debating what they're going to call these operations?
This is the serious district attorney's office, and there's, what are we going to call it? How about Flush the Johns?
Yeah, well, you don't want to call it Clog the Johns. You don't want to. So that's what they came up with. What's going on is that starting in April and over a period of several weeks, they did it for about eight nights, they started a sting, and the sting was conducted online with the attempt to have people who were soliciting prostitutes, then the county itself, the DA's office, had put up ads. They arranged rendezvous at hotels and then arrested the people who showed up for them. So they got 104 people, ages 17 to 79. And I can't help noticing the 79-year-old sticks out to me because I wonder if he's become more of a hero than a goat among his friends. And these were all men. Also worth pointing out that our respect for women should only increase because they did, in fact, try to seduce women into doing this and got not one response from them. So what is of interest about this is that these are going to be prosecuted. The DA has said this is a third-degree misdemeanor. The maximum penalty would be a year in jail if convicted. She feels like these are strong cases, and people who don't plead guilty are going to go to trial.
And to put this in perspective, you wrote that so far this year there have been more than 100 Johns arrested in Nassau County, whereas in the past 10 years only 39 Johns had been arrested altogether. So this is definitely a shift in tactics as well as priorities. Do you know the background here? I mean, this got me thinking. As long as they do arrest prostitutes in this country, why don't they routinely arrest the Johns? Why do the women, who we could even argue are victims on some level, take the legal risk, whereas the law turns the other cheek to the men?
Okay, so let me. That's a couple of interesting questions you've got there. Let me try to do them all. They've only arrested 39 people for this in the last 10 years, and in fact, none in 2012. But this isn't just a change in tactics. It's also a change in focus, because you have to understand that last year, only 26 cases involving prostitution were resolved in Nassau County. Thus far this year, there have been 140 arrests. So they're not just changing how they do this. Uh-huh. They're changing the fact that they're doing it at all. Now, what our reporting has showed is that in terms of publicizing the Johns, this is actually a little more common than you would have thought. Experts say that about 60% of police departments do this. They don't necessarily do it on a huge poster and a press conference and 104 people at once, which is, very splashy, and I think that's why this has been so noticeable. But so in terms of why they're doing it, and there's part of this I would have to say I agree with, all problems are demand problems. If a demand exists, somebody supplies it. So what they're trying to do is make men understand, look, this is an extreme risk-taking behavior. You are facing some serious embarrassment, some serious repercussions. It could be legal. It could be your wife. It could be your clients. And in a hope of, curbing this risk-taking mm-hmm. behavior.
So Nassau County residents, call us up and tell us if the DA, Kathleen Rice, is doing the right thing here, in your opinion. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you been following this story? Are you a John or a prostitute in Nassau County and have an opinion about this? 212-433-9692. As long as you don't call on your Verizon phone, the government won't know it's you. 212-433-9692. That was a joke, but we'll talk about the Verizon story next, by the way. But for Lane Filler from Newsday, why Well, I guess you answered the why now question by talking about demand. But the demand has existed. I think, what do they call it? The world's oldest profession. So it's existed, you know, before D.A. Rice got into office. It existed before 2012. Why now?
And this, you're right. I think in some sense I haven't answered that question because obviously if it is important, why wasn't it more important to the Nassau DA and the Nassau Police Department, you know, last year or the year before or whatever? And the other question, obviously, yeah, we're talking about the world's oldest profession. So if you are able to stop it in your county, it's not just that you're going to be, you know, politically popular. You're probably going to be in line for a MacArthur Genius Grant. Nobody has ever had much success stopping prostitution. Now, what Kathleen Rice feels is that this is integrally related to some of the ills that go along with prostitution, whether that be human slaving, trafficking, drug addiction, the abuse of underage women. Nobody wants to take those things lightly. Where they happen, absolutely, they are both travesties and tragedies. I think the question to me, and more as a columnist than an editorial board member, is this how you address it? What actually causes those problems? And I have asserted, you know, writing about this and writing about all kinds of vice, that a lot of times the problems are caused by the illegality of the act.
And I wonder if you would think that addresses these concerns from the DA. This is some language from an op-ed on this that D.A. Rice wrote in the Daily News. Quote, sex workers are often operating under the violent commands of traffickers and pimps. They face the very real possibility of being the victim of a violent assault, or worse, every night they go to work. And while we've long understood the brutality of the industry, for too long the justice system has failed to understand how to best prevent it. For too long the system has targeted the men and women often exploited and forced into service rather than the johns that fund the business. So to the beginning of that quote, relevant to what you were saying a minute ago, that sex workers are often operating under the violent commands of traffickers and pimps. They face the very real possibility of being the victim of a violent assault, or worse, every night they go to work. So it's not just some moralistic crusade by Kathleen Rice against prostitution for prostitution's sake. This is about the things that go along with it.
Absolutely true. My fear, though, or my contention at least, is that the things you're describing happen because this is underground, because this is black market, because it's all hidden. All the law enforcement that's involved, I think, creates this system of violent pimps. And so, for instance, if prostitution were legal, and again, this is not the editorial board's view, it's mine. If prostitution were legal, you wouldn't have 15-year-old prostitutes. That is something that happens because the whole process is illegal. If prostitution were legal and licensed, you probably would have less sex slaving and trafficking because immigration and customs would be involved in finding out who these people are and how they got there.
Let me get a few phone calls on. Sharon and Hempstead, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
What do you think?
I think that what Kathleen Rice has done is just fantastic, and I've never understood why a John wouldn't be arrested when they're in the act just as criminal as a prostitute. So I'm in awe of her actions, and kudos to her and to all of those that were involved, and we should continue. If someone's performing an illegal act, they should be arrested.
Sharon, thank you very much. By the way, Lane Filler, one of the concerns that people have about the way this is being done, Dan wrote this on our comments page. What if the DA releases a suspect's picture, ruins the person's life, and later the person is found to be innocent? Mm-hmm. Too late. So because there are public releases of the names involved with this, that really is a risk because they're releasing the people's names, the alleged John's names, at the point of allegation, not at the point of conviction.
Well, that's true, but to be fair, that happens with absolutely every crime. That happens with embezzlement and drug dealing and rape. You can be accused of child molestation, and your picture and your photo may well be in the paper, you know, but you haven't been convicted of anything. You've been arrested on it. Well, I think what's noticeable about this is that it was so splashy. with the press conference and doing 104 at once and creating the poster. But in this country, when you are accused of a crime that is public record, your mugshot is public, and, you know, newspapers are all the time running pictures and names and addresses of people who haven't been proven to do anything wrong.
Laura from the island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
How you doing? Well, I have a couple of questions about this. First of all, I want to know how they're getting around the entrapment.
Okay. Well, because I think these are pretty solid cases, although we'll see how they play out in court. But in order for someone to have been arrested for this, they had to undergo two overt acts. They had to make the arrangement through the website via which they were soliciting sex. And then, and I believe they have video and audio on this, they had to offer money for a sex act.
So, Laura,
my question is this. If this website was not up and these men did not respond to it, you would not have the engagement with the woman.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. They didn't create the websites. They used ones that currently exist and created ads. So you could argue that had they not gone on, had they not clicked the, you know, Nassau County Police hooker ad, they would have clicked another one. But these are things that are going to be adjudicated in court. They're very good questions.
So, Laura, is your preference to leave the Johns alone?
No, my preference would be to go after the people that are doing this to young women. Between the drugs that they're given and the lack of any kind of, look, in other countries, at least these women are given some sort of creature comfort. They're given health regulations and sanitary regulations. Over here, we consider them garbage. Now we're considering the men garbage, but we're not going after the people that are setting up this kind of situation.
Laura,
which are basically the pimps.
Thank you very much for your call. We're just about out of time. We're going to go to Glenn Greenwald, who broke the story of the NSA Verizon surveillance shocker. They got a secret court order, apparently, which Glenn got a hold of, and we have a link to it on our site at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. That allows the Obama administration to monitor the records of every single call for a three-month period, which we're still in the middle of, that is made on the Verizon network. So we'll get details of that in just a second. But to finish up on the Nassau County prostitution crackdown, really going after Johns instead of prostitutes, you know, just as a matter of history, Lane, back in the late 70s, here at WNYC, long before I came to the station, when it was owned by the city of New York, and Ed Koch was the mayor. Do you know the story?
I think I do, but go on.
He instituted what he called the John Hour. And it was the same idea. It was that an announcer from WNYC was supposed to go on the air and read the names of the Johns arrested in the city that day or that week. Well, it was hugely controversial. The station manager at the time resigned over it, and Koch went ahead with it. The John Hour began, and it lasted one show and then went off the air. And the point being that there was not the political support to do this. Do you think conditions have changed since the late 70s in Nassau County to the point where D.A. Rice is going to have the political support?
Well, first, no, I don't think they have. In fact, we did an online poll of this and got 3,300 vote responses, which is a tremendous number. And 77% of our respondents did not think this was a good way to go about doing this. But let me then talk to the bigger question of whether it's a good idea and a good way to stop prostitution.
And we got about 30 seconds here. Go ahead.
My theory, at least, is that even before this, soliciting a prostitute is a risk-taking act anyway. You know you could get in trouble with your wife. You know you could get caught. You know somebody could see your car at a cheap hotel. And to that extent, people are taking these risks knowingly, whether your John photo is publicized or not. There's a level of compulsion there. The fact that people are willing to do this because there is a risk, and I'm just not sure that we're going to have any luck diffusing that compulsion, even with a little more risk added.
Lane Filler, columnist, editorial board member for Newsday, thanks for talking about this with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And listeners, you can continue to have the conversation that's starting at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Glenn Greenwald, next on the Verizon surveillance shocker. Stay with us.